You are listening to the She Means Profit podcast with Melissa Houston, CPA, financial strategist for CEOs, and a Forbes.com contributor. She Means Profit is a podcast dedicated to helping small business owners just like you become a master at your finances without confusion so that you can increase your profit and net worth. With over 20 years of experience working with business owners, I'm sharing with you real and actionable advice that will give you the tools to take your financial power back. Let's make some major money moves together. Welcome to another episode of She Means Profit. I am all settled in today to have our weekly chat. I'm so looking forward to it, and I'm so grateful that you've tuned in. I want you to imagine how it would feel to have someone guide you and your business. Your personal CFO to coach you and guide you to making lots of money in your business. Someone that can provide you mentorship and advice, all while removing some of the stress and uncertainty from running a business. Your own personal CFO will offer insight to the financial planning process, helping you determine which strategies work best for you and your company in terms of both cost effectiveness and profitability. That partner will also ensure that all financial decisions are aligned with your long-term business objectives. They'll cheer you on and make you accountable to your financial goals. With that wealth of knowledge and expertise, a personal CFO will help you achieve success in your business. A CFO can provide insight into trends, risks, and opportunities that larger corporations take advantage of, but smaller businesses often miss out on. Having someone to guide you through the turbulence of the ever-changing marketplace, monitoring costs and revenue streams, as well as forecasting financial needs, can give you an edge over your competitors. With the right CFO to make decisions with you, your business has a better chance of optimizing profit and staying competitive for years to come. So it's often difficult to stay on track and focused, especially when life throws you unexpected situations and surprises. But having that personal CFO can help alleviate some of that stress by providing valuable insight into how you should invest your money with decisions that will be beneficial for you and your business's financial health. This could be a game changer for your business. So that's what we're talking about today. But before we get into it, we're going to, address a few issues. First of all, I'm super excited to share with you that I finally did it. If you have been a listener at the She Means Profit, you will remember that for years I have complained about the cold of Canada in the winter and how frustrated I've been with the COVID-19 restrictions and such, that it's just been really difficult for me to get away during the winter. And that's something I really, really missed. Yes, I know it's first world problems, but trust me, up in Canada, when we're dealing with winters, they're brutal. And it's nice to get that escape and get down and, enjoy the sunshine. So it's almost 3 years since I've been down south, but I finally did it. So went on vacation. My mom and I went on a much needed vacation to relax, eat, and swim. And it was so much fun. It was so nice. It was so warm. It was nice to get away and have that downtime. I made sure that I had very few distractions on vacation. And I was able to think about what's going on in my business, what's going on in my life, think about the upcoming book launch, all sorts of things, and really bond with my mom and just, enjoy life instead of everything being go, 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 go. It was so nice to get away, just the two of us. So I wanted to share that with you because I know you've been hearing me complain about it for years. And I definitely look forward to my next vacation down south. Might be this year, might have to wait till next year. It just all depends on the book launch because things are crazy. And speaking of the book launch, the book is officially ready. It has been officially ready for pre-order, but I am officially announcing that it is ready for pre-order. And I'm super excited because book publishing day is May 16th. So we're getting close. It's under 4 months away, and I'm super excited about it. There's, you know, my heart and soul has gone into this, and it's like birthing a baby almost. So the book bonuses are out. When you order Cash Confident, an entrepreneur's guide to creating a profitable business. So if you go to my website, melissahoustoncpa.com, and you go to the Cash Confident book, you can pre-order the Cash Confident book and get 5 valuable bonuses that you will get for free when you purchase a copy of the Cash Confident book. So make sure that when you pre-order the book, that you also go to the page on that website. And I will leave a link in the notes for you to help you easily get there. But it's melissahoustoncpa.com, Cash Confident book. And when you get to that spot, make sure that you enter your name in the book bonuses so that you will get emailed to you the 5 amazing book bonuses that are there for free. I'll quickly run through them. The first one is the Cash Confident Mindset Workbook. This is like 100 pages to help you work through your money mindset. Because if you know the Cash Confident framework, you know that money mindset is the first step I always get business owners to look at. And that is checking in on your money mindset. Because your money mindset can hold you back in business if you are dealing with some issues that you're ignoring and not dealing with, right? Number 2 is that we're going to have a Cash Confident Mindset workshop that goes live. We're also going to have a pricing strategy workshop that will be live and a KPI, key performance indicator workshop that will go live. So there's 3 workshops that we're going live on where you can ask me questions live and I will answer them. And I will also share my expertise and go through a presentation and such. And then the 5th bonus is the business budget or business financial plan template that I use with my clients to do the annual business financial plan. So I'll leave the template and a video that walks you through and shows you how to use this. So this is an amazing, jam-packed, valuable book bonus bundle that you can get if you order the Cash Confident book for $18.99 in the States, and I think it's $24.99 in Canada. In Canada, at this point, you can only get it on Amazon. So ensure that you go to amazon.ca and find Cash Confident and order it there. So I'm really excited and I appreciate your support on the book. But not only are you supporting the book, but you will get valuable information from this book. This book is amazing and it's filled with so many reasons why you need to understand the business finances and how that will benefit you. Because I want all listeners, all readers, everyone, every business owner to understand that you're in a unique position where you can build your wealth through your business. You can essentially reach your financial goals when you manage your business finance as well. So let's get back to the topic at hand. Why you would want to manage your business finances well, and the benefits of having your personal CFO to help you with this. So as a business owner, it is essential to have a good handle on your finances. Managing your business finances well can help you stay organized and make sure that your business is running as efficiently as possible. So we're going to explore some of the key benefits to keeping track of your finances, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how a personal CFO can help you in your business. And the great thing about having a personal CFO, if you sign up for fractional CFO, fractional or part-time or virtual CFO, whatever you want to call it, basically what you're doing is you're hiring a CFO to help you on a part-time basis. So this makes it so much more affordable for small business owners. It's a great replacement for having a full-time CFO on staff. Small businesses can't afford that. So when you have a part-time one, yes, you don't have their attention 24/7, but you do get their attention at a minimum of a monthly basis, and they give you value feedback on how your business is performing. So let's talk about one of the key benefits. Is planning ahead. Managing your business finances means having an understanding of where you are now and where you want to be in the future and how you're going to get there. So it's really important to set those financial goals. And this goes back to your money mindset too, right? Because if you're not healthy, if you don't have a good money mindset, you're going to be scared to set big, lofty financial goals. So you want to make sure that you're doing yourself and your business justice by ensuring that you can make your business as profitable as you would like it to be. So this helps ensure that you're taking strategic steps to reach your financial goals rather than simply just reacting to what's happening in the moment. Keeping track of all your income coming in and going out allows you to plan for upcoming expenses, budget for investments, and set aside funds for unexpected costs. Planning ahead also ensures that you're prepared for any unanticipated events, right? So when you hear me talk about cash planning, you'll hear me talk about cash reserves, which are also known as emergency funds, having that extra stash of cash on hand for emergencies, being sure that you're prepared for anything that comes at you in your business. Business is a beast to manage, but when you get a cash management system in place, you get your profit system in place, it makes it so much easier. And it's not as difficult to manage. It doesn't feel as overwhelming because you have that financial control over your business, which is absolutely important. You need to remember that you are the one who has financial control. So you need to make sure that you are controlling your business finances. As I've mentioned before, yes, you can have accountants, bookkeepers, personal CFOs, whomever in there, all of them, one of them, whatever. Anybody can be there helping you and supporting you. But if you don't know what's going on in your business financially, then you're giving your financial power away. And nobody will care about your business as much as you do. So never give your financial power away. As a wealthy woman in business, you need to understand the financial health of your business. Okay, another key component is making better decisions. So having insight into where your money is going can help you make better decisions about how to allocate your resources in your business. So for example, if you're tracking cash flow and it allows you to identify areas where spending needs need to be cut or increased in order to maximize profits and keeping your expenses under control, that's a really important activity. And that's going to help you make better decisions. And going back to the book bonus bundle, the business financial plan template you can use for tracking what's going on in your business, because essentially it's going to show you where you are currently and where you want to take your business. And it maps everything out to ensure that you keep your net profit margins tight and that you are maximizing the profit in your business. So when you follow your financial numbers and you understand what's going on in your business, it helps you make better and informed and profitable decisions for your business. Understanding which areas are bringing in the most revenue will give you an idea of what products or services that you should prioritize, right? So if you don't understand your pricing strategy for every single product or service that you offer, and you don't understand which is the most profitable to sell, then you need to get on that. You need to understand that, because what is the most profitable for you to sell will bring in the most cash as well. Being aware of which investments have been successful and which ones have not been successful can also help you understand and give you informed decisions on what strategies you need to adjust or abandon, right? So for example, if you're investing in advertising, which there really is no return on that investment, or you need to make some tweaks in order to get more of a return on that investment. If you're not looking at your numbers, you're not going to know. So these things are really important to monitor to get that feedback. And then improving cash flow. When you're tracking every cent that's going in and out of your business, it is a great way to ensure that you have positive cash flow. Cash is queen in a business, and you need to make sure that you are improving your cash flow and you're preparing yourself so that you do not run out of cash. because running out of cash can be disastrous for your business. So ultimately, you need to understand that good planning equals better decisions. So good financial management helps you make more informed decisions about how to allocate the resources within your business. Having a clear view of your financial situation also allows you to spot potential opportunities for growth or expansion. Now, I get that this can sound overwhelming. I mean, I have been doing this for over 20 years and it comes very easily to me, but I totally get it for business owners who are fresh into business or have been in business for a few years, but you're not accountants. I totally get that. That's why having that personal CFO to help and assist you and guide you in your business will make a huge difference for your business performance. Quite often I hear, well, having a CFO is not going to bring in more revenue for me. But the thing is, business owners often don't understand that it's not more revenue that you need to be bringing in, because if you've got holes in that bucket and you're filling it with water, that water's leaking out. It's the same thing for money. If you are not looking under the hood and tweaking what's going on in your business so that you're keeping money in your business, then you can keep bringing in all the revenue in the world, but it's still going to leak out, right? So understanding what's under the hood, so to speak, of your business will be beneficial for your business and save money and keep profit on the back end, which could be way more beneficial than bringing in more revenue. You need to prepare for the future as well. Like if you're building a business that you want to keep in business for the long term, you need to ensure that you are preparing for the future and setting your business up for success down the road. So you create these objectives for your business, but you also need to ensure that you've got the capital structure to keep your business going for the long term. And this is where, you know, your CFO can help. What got you here won't get you to where you want to go. So at some point, you're going to need to up-level your business and bring in extra help, which includes having a CFO. That's why most medium to large size corporations have CFOs on staff, because they need that financial management for your business. So if you're a business that is, you know, making maybe $250,000 or more annually per year, and you've got a lot going on in your business, it just depends at what point. Everybody needs a CFO, but it's going to be unique at what point you need to bring one in. But when you're getting to that point where you just don't know how to manage your finances and you need that extra help, and you've got that ambition to grow your business, that's when you need to consider this, right? You need to make sure that you're making your business a priority by investing in the right things that will help your business move forward. So all in all, managing business finances well provides a much needed sense of clarity about the current state of affairs, as well as a roadmap for the future direction of your business. It also helps create greater accountability by ensuring that all aspects related to money are being tracked accurately and accounted for properly. So this makes it easier for you to identify areas that need improvement, or if you're spending inefficiently, so that you can take corrective action before problems, big problems, arise down the road. So with proper financial management practices in place, your business can rest assured knowing that your finances are secure and your operations are running smoothly at all times. So efficiency is key. So if you're listening to this and a lot of what I'm saying is resonating with you and you feel like it is time to take your business to the next level, and you want to tighten up your finances so that you can create profit, and you want to create that financial plan that essentially offers you that roadmap to help you grow and scale your business profitably, I invite you to book a call with me. So this is a no commitment, 30-minute phone call where we're going to talk about where your business is at currently and where you want to take your business to, and see if I'm a good fit to help you. So there's a link in the show notes to book a call with me if you feel like you are ready to invest into growing and scaling your business profitably. Thank you for joining us on the She Means Profit podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, I ask you to hit subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave a review. You can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Melissa Houston CPA and join us in our She Means Profit Facebook group.